As mythological creatures go, the Wendigo has proved almost as durable as the Loch Ness Monster. Ogden Nash wrote a poem about him, and he's made guest appearances in Marvel Comics and on The X-Files. Now he's got a movie to call his own. The Los Angeles Times' Kenneth Turan has this review.
Larry Fessenden is a filmmaker with a gift for creating spooky and unsettling moods. He makes horror films, but unusual, almost handmade horror films that he writes and directs as well as edits. Wendigo is Fessenden's third film. His first was the Frankenstein-inspired No Telling, a small film with a limited release. Then came Habit, a vampire tale set in hip downtown Manhattan. It was praised by critics for being contemporary as well as creepy. With Wendigo, Fessenden departs from classic fright film scenarios to tell an even older tale.
A Wendigo is a mighty, powerful spirit.
Wendigo takes its name from a half-man, half-deer shapeshifter found in Algonquin mythology.
It can take on many forms, part wind, part tree, part man. Shape-shifting between.
The film opens with a father, mother, and 8-year-old son driving through a cold and forbidding winter landscape on the way to a weekend vacation in upstate New York.
I'm sure not far off.
I'm glad you're sure of it, George.
Father shouts. The car swerves. A deer is hit.
Hold on! Hold on!
Then three local hunters emerge from the woods, exhausted from tracking the animal for hours. One of them is enraged to discover that the crash has ruined the deer's value.
The antler on that deer is busted because of you.
Well, I'm sorry for that. You know, I wish it hadn't happened that way.
That all you got to say?
Yeah, I think we should just leave it at that.
Is that right?
Excuse me. Can you step away from the car, please?
When the rattled family gets to the house, there are bullet holes in the windows. Something bad is going to happen. Here's where the Wendigo comes in. The susceptible young son is given a little carved Wendigo figure by a mysterious native elder, and the world around him starts to come alive. Working with cinematographer Terry Stacey, Fessenden captures the nuances of this sum-of-all-fear situation. He uses snow and light, the sights and sounds of wind moving through bare branches, to create a potent dreamscape. This kind of horror filmmaking follows in the tradition of legendary producer Val Lewton, whose much-admired 1940s films, including I Walked with a Zombie, The Body Snatcher, and Cat People, have influenced such filmmakers as Paul Schrader and such recent movies as Nicole Kidman's The Others. In Wendigo, Fessenden, like Lewton, depends on atmosphere more than shock to unnerve us. This is not quite Fessenden's best work, but he's always a filmmaker who can make you feel uneasy using the barest of resources. And that is quite an accomplishment.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic with the Los Angeles Times.